proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. If you've ever been to Israel, you have probably ascended the mountain fortress of Masada by the Dead Sea. Made famous because of the Jewish revolt, Masada is also the place of refuge for David as he escaped the hand of King Saul. Here, David found that God was his rock of deliverance. In Psalm 18, David expressed his love for the Lord from the heights of Masada. He learned to trust God in the classroom of adversity. David both knew and experienced God through deliverance. But now a question should challenge us. Why does God deliver? If we are honest with ourselves, there is nothing good within us that we should deserve God's deliverance. Yet verse 19 declares that God delivers us because he delights in us. This is for his glory and our good. The Hebrew word for deliverance carries the idea of being snatched away from impending danger. With this in mind, Charles Spurgeon wrote, "Deliverance from sin, evil propensities, spiritual enemies, each deliverance bears God's evidence of his love for us. How much he delights in you is not possible to say. The Father delights in you and looks upon you with doting love. Like a father takes pleasure in his child, so does he rejoice over you. God truly delighted in his Son, Jesus. Even so, he delights in his children. This is what David experienced. But who exactly does God deliver? First, the one delivered should be devoted to the Lord and desire to live with integrity. But what about David's integrity? Many remember his great sin with Bathsheba. Yes, David sinned, but he also confessed and asked God for forgiveness. Benjamin Franklin wrote, "Many princes sin with David, but few repent with him." One's integrity is linked to his relationship with God. No wonder David is called a man after God's own heart. Another part of the character of the delivered is his personal development through adversity. God delivers us according to our need for growth in righteousness. Adam Clark wrote, "The times in which David was most afflicted were the times of his greatest uprightness. Adversity was always to him a time of spiritual prosperity." God's way of deliverance is perfect and calls us to trust in him. His way is best. In the latter half of Psalm 18, David shares how God delivers. Using military illustrations, we see that God equips us completely. Before David fought the giant Goliath, King Saul attempted to fit David with his armor. However, David went to the battle using the armor God had given him, the name of the Lord. This reminds us to put on the whole armor of God, going in the strength of the Lord. Another vital way that God delivers us is pictured in the ibex. This is what David referred to when he wrote, "He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon the high places." The ibex is a mountain goat that lives in southern Israel where David was hiding. The ibex thrives on the cleft of the mountainside because of its sure footing. Even so, God stabilizes us securely in difficult places as we trust in him. At the end of Psalm 18, David offered thanksgiving for God's deliverance. He proclaimed, "The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted." God was truly David's Masada, a rock of deliverance. Our God is faithful. When God makes a promise, it will be kept. The same God who delivered David is the same God who delivers us. David also saw God's mercy. In verse 50, he mentions the great deliverance he received from God. The word deliverance here is plural in Hebrew. This reveals the variety and completeness of God's saving power. Mercy is great when we realize the source of deliverance. Now as we descend Masada, I must ask, who is your rock of deliverance? It should be Jesus, the Messiah. True deliverance comes from the Lord, our rock and our fortress. Psalm 18 calls us to triumph and trust in God. It points us to Jesus, the Son of David. In his distress, he prayed. God made the earth tremble and the rocks cleave. He brought him out in his resurrection because he delighted in him. God delights in you. He will never fail. He is ready to deliver. Place your trust in him. May the Lord be your rock of deliverance. I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply go to ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, call us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.